Well, the journalist in Saudi Arabia has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for, quote, disobeying the ruler. Wajdi al-Ghazawi was also found guilty over claiming the Saudi royal family actively incites terrorism. He was also accused of taking money from former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi when tension existed between the two countries. The latest arrest comes as the Riyadh administration passed a new sweeping law that those who disrupt public orders are terrorists. Rights groups have repeatedly voiced concern over the Saudi record of punishing journalists and restricting media freedoms. Saeb Shath, founder of SaebPress.com, joins us now for more insight on that story. Mr. Shath, welcome to the program. Let's talk about the news of this Saudi journalist and about the sentence that he's received.
It's part of the policies which the Saudis implement in Saudi Arabia since the creation of this kingdom, who took over the Arabian Peninsula by force and campaigns of terror supported by the British Empire then. And any descendant, any voice of descendants, they will be silenced. And they denied the population of Saudis, Arab residents of Saudi Arabia, to express any kind of political views which doesn't support the Al Saud family. It's a feudalist system, and they think in that war of creating the third Al Saud state, which is the existing one today, they owned the Arabia Peninsula, and it's belonged to the king now, to the royal family of Al Saud. And everybody in that kingdom is serving the king and the royal family of Al Saud. So it's their the residents, their duty to obey the kingdom. And that's kind of denying freedom. And that kind of policies are supported by the West, since they are serving the Saudis family as puppets serving the Western interests in the area. This journalist himself is used to own a TV station which is disbanded now, and they are accusing him of disobeying the ruler on one of his television programs and inciting against the kingdom and discrediting the kingdom and claiming that the kingdom is supporting terrorism and supporting Al-Qaeda. What's wrong in that? This is the truth. The man is trying to enlighten his own audience, and that's his duty. When he told the truth, that's what they received. And they charge him of insulting the royal family and supporting the enemy of royal family, which is al-Gaddafi at the time. Since they accused Saudis, late Muammar Gaddafi in 2004, of plotting to assassinate the crown prince then, which is King Abdullah today. That shows in its own the scandal as well behind the involvement and support of Saudi Arabia for the NATO in its war in Libya, which is something personal there, not the interest of the Libyan people.
Thank you very much. Founder of SaebPress.com, Mr. Saeb Shath, joining us from the British capital, London.